Hello, and welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency, devoted to promoting musicians and authors worldwide. Call us today at 941-877-1552 to start your free publicity evaluation. Remember, we shine only when we make you shine. Please welcome the host of Interviewing the Legends, music journalist, author, and entrepreneur, Ray Shasho.
Hello, once again, everyone. I'm your host, Ray Shasho, and welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends on VBS Radio, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call us today at 941-877-1552 or email us at publicityworksagency.com. Remember, we shine only when we make you shine. Magnum guitarist Tony Clarkin is a man who seems to never stop working. He is responsible for writing all the material released by the band. And on top of that, he produces their albums from the first demo to the final mix. On their latest album, The Serpent Rings, Clarkin and Magnum's other original member, vocalist Bob Catley, prove all over again just how perfectly this established system works. Magnum have recorded 11 new songs, which feature all the traditional strengths of the British act and also live up to the band's ambition to explore a more rock-oriented direction. The new album was recorded by the Magnum lineup consisting of Clarkin, Catley, keyboardist Rick Benton, and drummer Lee Morris, plus their latest addition, bassist Dennis Ward, who joined the fold to replace Al Borrow. Magnum's major European tour has been scheduled to start in March 2020, initially with a member of headlining shows to be continued by a first-rate package together with Gotthardt from Switzerland. This extremely successful collaboration first passed the litmus test a few years ago, and Clarkin, Catley, and company are very enthusiastic. Along with some classic numbers, we will also present four or five songs from The Serpent Rings. The band promises, providing even more reasons for their fans to make the dates in their calendars. Please welcome original longtime lead singer with British rock band Magnum, also an incredible solo artist, Bob Catley, to Interviewing the Legends. Hello, Bob.
Hello, mate. Hello, everybody. How we doing? good to speak to you. Yeah.
We're doing good.
I'm a long-standing legend, am I? Great.
Yes, you are.
Thanks, Tudor, right? Oh, I never knew that. I thought he said legend.
Legend? Yeah. You know, it's amazing. It really is amazing how many, you know, legendary rock bands have come from Birmingham, you know?
You got Black Sabbath. You got half a Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't count Judas Priest because they're from Wolverhampton, but everybody does. It's a Midlands thing, you know. We've been around for a long time as well. So a lot of good music's come out of Brum over the years, you know. Starting back in the late '60s with the Moody Blues, yeah. and I don't know, lots of other people who probably aren't even with us anymore. Black Sabbath started up in the late '60s, early '70s. Judas Priest started in 1970. Magnum started as Magnum, as we have been for a long time now, making music, recording artists. I should say we started up in 1976, producing demos and getting ourselves a record deal with Jet Records, stuff like that. So we've been around a long time. We've done 21 albums. I can't believe it. A lot of stuff has come out of the Birmingham and the Midlands over the years. Duran Duran, if you want to count them.
Yeah.
Rock band. So I guess
Yeah, pretty much. It's just astonishing, you know, from, you know, Little Birmingham, all these legends have come out of that area, you know. It's like if they all came out of, you know, a state here in Florida, you know, everybody came here from Florida, but it's amazing. It's just, you know, mind-blowing how that happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just happened like that, you know. Birmingham's always been an industrial area, same as Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
So between the two, you've got the country, and so you've got that kind of hard, heavy metal, hard rock music coming out of Midland Slade in the early 70s. Another band from Wolverhampton, which is not far from Birmingham. So it's not surprising, really. The people who buy the records were really, you know, they work hard all day and then they rock all night, man.
Right, right.
a bit like being in Motley Crue, really.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's not surprising that kind of music has been coming out of Birmingham all these years. That's really the logic there behind it all.
You've got this.
I think everybody's done great over the years, and Birmingham was known for, you know, the Black Sabbath starting off heavy metal and that. So we've never been heavy metal, but we are a good rock band, and we work hard and produce great albums, I think.
Yes, you do.
Without being heavy metal, but we can rock it out with the best of them, I believe.
I believe so.
People like that, and they like the rock music where I come from. So good for us. Good for our fans. Great fun. We've got brilliant fans. Hard rock, heavy metal fans are the best in the world, I tell you. As you probably know.
Oh, yeah. You got this massive tour coming up. Europe, Germany. What's going on with America? Are you guys going to tour in America again, or is that not something?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, no, it's not on the cards at the moment. It hasn't been for a long time. Last time we were in the States was with Ozzy Osbourne.
Right.
That was back in the 80s.
That's a long time ago. Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. And we went down great. Nobody had ever heard of us. The only ones that only come to see Ozzy Osbourne, of course. In all these massive arenas and places. Excuse me. But we were doing great. And we went back to do some interviews afterwards. And there was a lot of interest for the album Chase the Dragon at the time, when it was doing interviews like I am now. And we should have gone back there.
Mm-hmm.
There, I mean, to you, where you are, back to the States. But it never happened, and I don't know why. But maybe we will get there again one day.
Yeah.
Because I know that we have a very healthy following in America, from the emails we get. But we shall see. We'd love to play in the States again, but it's just hasn't happened at the moment. So I live in hope. Okay.
Okay, good. At least we got hope.
Okay, man.
I gotta tell you, man, the new album, The Serpent Rings, is a great album. I gave it 5 stars. Actually, your last few albums, including the live album, has been great. It's like you guys have, you know, are making a tremendous upturn in your career, you know? So it's a great album. It's the release date, I think, is January 17th this month. Great tracks on the album.
We love it. Yeah, it's really pleased with what everybody's done on the record, including Dennis,
right,
a new bass player, who's from America but lives in Germany, and he's a great guy, and he was my solo producer when I was doing solo records a few years ago. He was my producer on that, and I thank him for all that. Made me sound pretty good. And he's our bass player now, so I couldn't believe it. I couldn't have made that up, you know. Well, after all these years, he's in Magnum. It's brilliant. We've got a tour coming up. Like I said, we're on with Gotthard in Germany. That'd be good. And we're going all around the UK and Europe. I think people are going to love the album. It's got everything. It's
got everything.
I think the beauty of our success is that we mix up the albums, you know. It's not all the same all the way through. It's something different. All the
next
song's different to the one before and the one after. And I think that's what people be hearing and buying, because they like the versatility on the albums, you know. So it's good. It's good to keep people on the toes. you don't get a chance to fall asleep listening to Magnum. There you go.
Well, you've got the you've got the new single "Not Forgiven," which is out on video. I love the lyrics. You wear the face of a liar. I love that one saying.
Ah, yes. You wear the face of a liar. Forgiven. You stand too close to the fire. They're great lyrics, aren't they?
Great lyrics.
So a lot of people wear a mask.
Yeah.
They're not just clowns.
Right.
People in real life, politicians and other people, you know, celebrities, and you never know what's behind that smile.
Exactly.
Until the mask drops off. So that's what I was basically about, you know, Not Forgiven. But the songs are basically what you want them to be, you know. There's no rule book on what the song is about. Tony likes it to be more controversial or what do you think it's about, you know. And it's great that people discuss the lyrics. Mm-hmm. That's really a good thing, I think. And that's what keeps us going, because of the mystery of what's in the lyrics.
Sure.
The music speaks for itself, you know.
It does.
Great rhythms and great playing.
Sure.
And fantastic musicians on there.
Yep.
And somebody called Bob Gatley who does a bit of singing. And he's not bad either.
He's not bad, huh?
I met him once. He's only a short bloke. But I think our music is quite appealing, you know, without being number one everywhere. That's not a realistic thing. We had number two album in the 80s called Wings of Heaven.
That's right.
So it's not that unrealistic for us to have a high chart position again.
I just want to mention
it's all coming round, and I mean, the last album was top 10 and all around Europe, you know.
Yeah.
So it can happen to bands who've been going that long to have chart success once again, even in their later years, you know.
Sure.
I think it's brilliant that the music transcends ages, and we get all kinds of people coming to see us, all different ages, all different shapes and sizes and colours and everything. It's fantastic. It's a real melting pot our audience. And I think it's great that we can attract a big variety of people like that.
You know, you got the best album covers. You know, Rodney Matthews does a fantastic job, and I love the new album cover. It is awesome.
He's a great artist.
Yeah.
This one's got a dirty, great big serpent on the front.
It's cool. Very cool.
And a king looking very strong with his big sword.
Very cool.
We like swords, don't we?
Yes, we and dragons.
We have a big sword in the Magnum logo itself, as you can see on the front cover. And Rodney Matthews is a fantastic artist. He's been great for us all these years. He's perfect for Tony's music, you know. The imagery's got to be right. And SBV, the German label, have put the album together very nicely for us, and on vinyl as well. Gatefold sleeve and lots of pictures and that. It's great. I think they do a great job, SBV. And Rodney Matthews, good artist, great artist. And we've got a good team, you know, between us all. We've got a great engineer, Sheena Sear, in the studio, who does the reports, and Tony, the producer, and, you know, Rodney Matthews and SBV, and we have a lot of people pushing the band and want to see the band be successful. You know, if you're going to exist, then be successful, not just exist. So I think we're very lucky to have all these people around us, and long may it be.
You know, the band had some hints of prog rock as well, don't you think?
Say that again, sorry.
The band has a little bit of, you know, hints of progressive rock as well. Don't you think there's a little prog rock in the band?
Yeah, I think that's there. Yeah, just the nature of the songs that Tony wrote.
Yeah.
We've been known as all kinds of things, but we've been called prog rock, classic rock.
Yep.
We're classic rock now.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Some of it's a bit prog. You can hear it in some of the songs. The Serpent Rings, the title track, is very into itself, and you have to listen to that one. There's some great atmospheric stuff going on there, especially the keyboards. light and bouncy, and want to dance. Yeah. And it's so there's a good mixture on there. But we've been called many things: prog, classic rock, pomp rock. Pomp rock.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there.
So we're just a rock band, you know.
Exactly.
We are what you perceive us to be.
Yeah.
And beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Sure. Exactly. Okay. I just want to tell the audience a little bit about some of my favorite cuts on the album. Great vocals by you on House of Kings, which I love. One of my favorite songs was You Can't Run Faster Than Bullets, you know, with a great intro. You had the Madman or Messiah, which was very interesting tune. Another favorite. Yep.
Yeah, I like all these. You're saying all the right things to me. Yeah, You Can't Run Faster Than Bullets. What a good title. It's true, isn't it?
That is true.
Every time. Yeah, that's about being caught up in a war zone, of course.
Right.
And having to run every 2 minutes, here comes another thing, bang, got you. Madman or Messiah. Great. Yep. Well, got a great title.
Great.
What's
title
all that about? I don't know. And the House of Kings, we got a, thanks for the compliment with the vocals. Yeah, I really let it rip on that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Proper old school stuff on there going down.
Exactly.
And we got a great saxophone player and a trumpet player. We got a great brass section on there. It's fantastic. So that's what I mean. It's, each song is different on the album, you know.
Yes.
You go from that to very introvert, Floydish stuff. And then something you can have a dance to and talk over, because you can't, you know, be that focused the whole way through an album. You need some light relief. So you get light relief from the albums. Archway of Tears is a real get up and stomp your feet and clap your hands stuff.
Right.
But it has a nice sentiment within the lyrics as well, I think. So, you know, I think it's great to be varied, and it keeps us going and interesting and relevant in this day and age.
Yep.
And I hope everybody enjoys the album as much as we did making it.
I just want to point out, you've done some wonderful solo work as well. I just want to mention The End of Summer, wonderful tune. I mean, that's like a classic. Against the Wind, Dreams, We Are Immortal, beautiful songs by you on your solo efforts. I wanted to let you know.
Yes, I had a great time. I really enjoyed doing it, and I was lucky to work with some very good songwriters.
Yep.
What happened though is I had to stop being a solo artist, because when Magna got back together, and we were getting busier and more into what we were doing, I couldn't be solo and with Magnum as well. So the solo had to put it aside. But I did some good albums. I remember them very well. And Dennis Ward produced my last album, Immortal. And he did a great job on the production. He played the bass and the keyboards on there. And the backing vocals did a wonderful job. So I've been lucky to have work with great songwriters, but including Tobias Thamage, who does my really good songs for the Avantasia albums. But first and foremost, I've been fortunate to work with Tony Clark in all my life, and you can't get a better songwriter than Tony Clark.
Yeah, oh yeah, great song.
And I think he's very underrated, and he deserves an award. And I want an award as well, if he gives me. good for you, Tony. And,
hey, Bob.
Yeah, I'm in a very, very lucky place to be.
I know you got some other interviews to do. Here's your final question for you. If you had a Field of Dreams wish, like the movie, to perform or collaborate with anyone from the past or present, who would that be?
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury. Yeah. Very good. Good answer.
I'd love to get up on stage with Freddie Mercury. That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Planning that, Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
I'd love to just get up. I've got up with a few singers over the years. Harry Martin from Mr. Big.
Right.
Jeff Tate. Queensryche.
Yep.
I'm actually working with them in Avantasia. That round the world trip we just did a few months ago. It was great to work with them. I never thought I would. Yeah, I'd love to go with Freddie Mercury or Mick Jagger or somebody on that level. They're my heroes. Mick Jagger's the reason why I got into a band in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah. He made me sit up and go, yeah, that's what I want. I want to do that. And then Freddie Mercury comes along and blows me away. Well, I first saw him in Birmingham in 1975 in a club. And on came Queen, and well, who the hell's this? And what a frontman. I mean, the iconic frontman for a rock band, Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
God bless him. I've got to go.
Bob, thank you, man. Thank you for being on the show today. Good luck with the new album. 5 stars all the way. And have fun on the tour.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Thank you. Thank you, people. I hope you enjoy the new album. Sorry we can't come and tour at the moment, but we're working on it as usual.
Well, we're,
all right.
We're crossing our fingers. Thanks, Bob.
See you, people.
All right.
Cheerio.
Take care.
Bye-bye, mate. Bye-bye, mate. Bye-bye.
For more information about Bob Catley and Magnum, including tour information, visit www.magnumonline.co.uk and also at www.facebook.com/magnumbandpage. Order the Serpent Rings CD at Amazon.com or order the Serpent Rings box set. Here it is, the limited Magnum Serpent Rings box set, which includes CD digipack, 2 LP gatefold versions, manuscript music sheet, woven patch, personalized plectrum, double-sided A1 poster, A5 photo card, sticker, and pin button. Pre-order now before it's too late at www.magnum.link.to/theserpentrings. Very special thanks to John Freeman of Freeman Promotions for arranging this interview with Bob Catley and the dynamic duo of Doug and Don Newsom of BBS Radio for making the magic happen for each and every broadcast of Interviewing the Legends. If you have comments or suggestions for the show, contact me at interviewingthelegends@gmail.com and please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Interviewing the Legends with Ray Shasho, for the very latest interviews. It's real news. And my new book is finally out, entitled The Rockstar Chronicles, Truths, Confessions, and Wisdom from the Music Legends That Set Us Free. Order yours today on hardcover or ebook at Amazon.com. And also don't forget to purchase my other book, a copy of my other book entitled Check the G's, The True Story of an Eclectic American Family and Their Wacky Family Business. Available now at Amazon.com. I promise you'll live it. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Interviewing the Legends, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call 941-877-1552 or visit us at publicityworksagency.com, specializing in author and music artist publicity plans. We shine when we make you shine. Tune in to Interviewing the Legends every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, Station 1.